You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
And good morning. My name is Nancy Polacek, and you are listening to Reflecting Christ's Light. This is a 30-minute radio show that happens once a month, where we talk a little bit about the strategic pastoral plan in the Archdiocese of Chicago. This plan is going for 5 years, from 2011 till 2016, and it is called Reflecting Christ's Light. Each year of the plan, there will be a certain population or a theme that we focus on. This year, we're focusing on teens and young adults. And so today, I have three very wonderful teens in the studio with me, and I believe that they really do reflect Christ's light in what they do. So I want to say welcome to Crystal, Yvonne, and Ulysses. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you look really awake, even though I know that you got up at what time this morning?
4 o'clock
this morning in order to come here to the city for something really moving, something special. There's a prayer vigil that happens every Friday morning, and it is a prayer for immigration reform. It's a prayer that gathers people who care about undocumented workers who are being deported. So we are recording on a Friday morning right after our prayer service. So you're up at 4 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. You came from, what parishes are you from?
Well, we're from St. Martin de Porres High School.
Okay.
But I know that we all go to separate churches.
Okay. And what are the parishes that might be involved in your lives?
Well, for me, I think it's Vitorians.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And girls, what parish do you belong to?
I go to the parish in Waukegan. It's Holy Family. Now it's Holy Blessed Trinity.
Uh-huh.
I go to a church in Round Lake, because that's where I live. Okay. It's called St. Joseph Church.
Uh-huh, great. And so you're not from the same parish, but you are from the same school. Mm-hmm. So Martin de Porres High School. And maybe if we can just get to know you a little bit, find out who you are and what year in school and all of that. So Ulysses, you started talking before, so we're going to start with you again. Where are you in school and how old are you?
I am a junior and I am 17.
Mm-hmm. And are there particular classes that you're most interested, or are you involved in any sports?
I really like theology and English.
Ah.
And right now I'm in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. And so the two voices that you'll be hearing are Yvonne and Crystal. So Yvonne, tell me a little bit about you. How old are you?
I'm 17. Uh-huh. I'm a senior.
Uh-huh.
My two favorite classes are math and English.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about college next year.
Yes.
And do you have an idea of what you might do?
I'm going to go into broadcast communication.
Oh, well. So this is a little taste of what that might be like.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And Crystal.
I am a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18 years old. I think I just have one favorite class, which is my English class.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, gym or something.
No, my English class is my favorite class.
Yeah, great. And so y'all have lives that are busy. I know senior year in particular, it's about testing and it's about college applications and all of that. Yet you're here on Friday mornings. So this immigration prayer vigil that has been happening, I know this morning they had said it began in like 2006. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been going for a lot of years, but you haven't been coming since 2006. You were still in grade school then. So when did you start coming and why? Maybe we just go around and talk about that.
I started coming the beginning of this year, sometime around March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was my first time coming out.
And what got you to the point where you said, I'm going to get up at 4 in the morning and drive down from Waukegan on a Friday morning?
Well, I'd always wanted to go, you know, since I'd seen the seniors of last year, you know, going out. But it wasn't open to sophomores at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had been pushing, you know, Brother Michael, the moderator of the group, that, you know, to open it up for, you know, the rest of the school. So when they did, I was one of the first sophomores to go.
Okay. Well, that's great. So you're the future of this group because Crystal and Yvonne are going to be moving on after this summer. Mm-hmm. So, girls, when did you start coming?
I started coming January 2010. Mm-hmm. It was right after they announced that the school had gone to the first Posada last year.
Uh-huh.
So after that, I became interested immediately that there was that we could actually go to these detention centers where these people were being deported and pray for them and like actually get the experience to see what they do, like the process before they go they're sent out to these airports. So
And so this, like, almost a year and a half or almost 2 years that you've been going. Krista, what about you?
Same thing. I've been going since January of 2010.
Mm-hmm. So you started when you were...
We both started together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we both started together. I think the thing that really got to me was how the senior said that they wanted... They went to the Posada and they thought it was a really good experience. So I wanted to feel that same experience as well. And just being there, for my first time, I thought it was like, wow, this is, at first I thought it was really emotional, and sometimes I just couldn't believe it that people would actually do this.
Well, okay, we're gonna talk about this whole thing that happens on Friday mornings and what you experience, but you both mentioned Posadas, so let's just take a minute and talk about that real quick. So that was the first experience for the seniors at Martin DePores. Right. They came for a morning experience in December called Posadas, which is a Mexican tradition.
Right.
Correct.
So who can explain a little bit about what a Posada is?
I've never gone, so I don't.
Okay. Well, so we're going to let all three of you are looking at each other to find out who's going to be the spokesperson on a Posada.
A posada is a Mexican tradition that we pray and you gather people at your house or either at church, because we do it at church. Yvonne does it at her house.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We do it at church. It's when you sit down and pray, you do it before the baby Jesus is born, so during Advent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... you give out, they usually have that custom to give out little goodie bags with either crackers, fruit, or candy, whatever you want to give into. And what else
do
they
do? And it's a walk, really.
They do. They do a walk. Well, what we do at my house, at least, we pray the rosary first.
Uh-huh.
After you're done praying the rosary, we got like a sheet with the song. They're basically like, it's like you're doing what Mary and Joseph did when they were asking for shelter.
So the idea is walking from place to place and hearing in each place there's no room at the inn or there's no room for you here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you get to one place and you're walking and singing along the way.
Right.
And then they say, no, you can't come in here. So then you continue on. Very much like the story of immigrants.
Yes.
You know, where they can find a place to rest. So there is a Posada that's coming up. And it will be happening on December 16th with the same prayer group. It's a Friday morning. And I would recommend that people find out a little bit about it by going to the Office for Immigration Affairs website, which you can find at www.artschicago.org/immigration. So we're going to come back and talk very specifically about the prayer vigil, what happens, and we're going to take a little bit of a break. So please hold on and come back when Ulysses and Yvonne and Crystal tell us about the prayer vigil.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, you know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in? And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, is this something you can do? And I looked at her and says, you're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head.
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Good morning. This is Nancy Palachek, and you are listening to Reflecting Christ's Light. This morning, we're talking to three teenagers from St. Martin de Porres High School, and they have come into the city of Chicago for a special prayer vigil that happens every week. It happens on Friday morning, and it's a prayer for immigrants, immigration reform. It's a prayer for those who are being deported from Chicago back to other countries, not all to Mexico, sometimes it's Poland, you know, whatever countries they came from, they're being deported back to. So this morning I've got Crystal and Yvonne and Ulysses with me, and I know you're still awake, but you said you got up at 4 o'clock this morning, and you're here, and you've already said the rosary out in the frigid cold. It was 30 degrees this morning. Are your toes thawed out yet?
Yeah, they're warm.
You're a little warm? Okay, good. And so you have this passion about immigration, and I need to know what it is. Where did that passion come from that causes you to sacrifice so much to be here every week?
Well, I think it was, you know, just personal stories. Mm-hmm. You know, like for me, hearing my father's story, you know, and his family, you know, coming from Honduras at such a young age. My father came when he was 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hearing the stories of how he got split up from my grandfather and my grandmother. And, you know, he had to take care of his younger siblings altogether.
And the struggle for him to get from one country to the United States. Mm-hmm. So somehow the men who are, or people who are being deported, it's a personal story for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yvonne, what about for you?
Mine's also a personal story. Both of my parents came here when they were very young. I had my dad deported for about a year. I didn't have him with me for almost a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, both of my parents struggled, not just my dad being away from us, but my mom did too, because me and my brother were both very young. We were very little. I was like 5. My brother was around 3. Mm-hmm. She didn't drive. She couldn't speak English yet. So it was really hard for her, seeing her struggle. And, like, she didn't know what to tell us when we would ask her, where is my dad? Mm-hmm. And just hearing my dad's story about, like, the mistreatments he went through while he was in jail, and the mistreatments he went through when they caught him and they tried, when he was trying to cross back. So that's definitely why I joined this group, because I wanted to change. I want to make a change. I want it to end. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what happens on a Friday morning is it is kind of a ragtag group of people. We've got the little old nuns that are about 4 feet tall. Yeah. And we've got people of, it seems like, all races and mm-hmm. all ethnic backgrounds.
Definitely.
I've been at the prayer service when it maybe is 25 people. Today it was probably close to 100. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't count.
There was quite a few people today. Yeah. Or every Friday, any Friday that we've come, I think there was more people.
Yeah.
And it was good to see another school.
Yeah,
it was really good. It was really good, because usually we were the only group of kids from a school.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was really nice to see another group of you know, school kids.
A lot of teenagers today.
Right.
And so oftentimes, my experience is that we say the rosary, and each decade sometimes is a different language.
Right.
You know, English, mm-hmm. Spanish. One time we did Polish or yes. Lithuanian. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you say the rosary together. You have a little prayer sheet that they pass out. Mm-hmm. There's a little singing. There's a few little prayers or speeches. Mm-hmm. But the part that seems so moving is usually at the end, you can see the buses pulling mm-hmm. out from the building that are taking people to the airport. So, Yvonne, when the first time that you saw one of the buses pull out, knowing where people were going and knowing that that was the experience of your dad, how did that feel?
It was emotional for me. My eyes did tear up. I didn't cry, but my eyes were getting watery. Just to imagine, like, so many years have passed by since my dad came back and stuff, but like seeing that bus for the first time going, it's like I saw my dad leaving again. Mm-hmm. So that was really hard for me to see. It was really strong. And I think it's like the same impact everybody has when they first see the bus mm-hmm. for the first time going out to these airports.
Yeah. And Krista, we didn't get a chance to talk to you too much, but so you started coming, I don't know, a year and a half ago. You said you've come about 20 times to these prayer vigils. Mm-hmm. So this is something you feel really strongly about. Why is that?
Mine also is a personal story as well. Both my parents came to the U.S. They migrated here. My mother was actually 6 months pregnant of me when she mm-hmm. had to go through the desert, basically. And then 3 months later, I was born. And she tells me that from Mexico, she already had the idea that she was going to have a boy. But when she came to the U.S. and she saw her gynecologist, she said she understood any word that they had told them. So mm-hmm. they probably had told her that it was going to be a girl. But, like, she didn't understand. She bought everything blue. So I was born, and it turned out to be a girl. My father wasn't there with me, with my mom, actually. He wasn't there with my mom when I was born. So he didn't get to see me, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I remember my parents struggling with me. Once I started preschool, they struggled a lot, because they knew I had to learn another language. Mm-hmm. And my mom actually had learned the ABCs with me mm-hmm. in order to teach them to me. Mm-hmm. So when I hear my parents talk to me about all these struggles they went through as well, mm-hmm. I think about the rest of the families with their kids. Mm-hmm. And then just going to the detention center and then remembering my parents and then probably those families that are being separated, it really gets to me. Like, I find it really emotional mm-hmm. like, because I know there are people, some probably in the bus, they're scared mm-hmm. and they don't know where they're going and they don't know what's going to happen to their family. Mm-hmm. So, and I wanted, if we can't make a change, just at least get to people to know that we need help, mm-hmm. that these people actually need, you know, understanding of the others, or at least their prayers, or just to help them out. Mm-hmm.
Well, making a change and understanding sounds like something that your whole group, this group of young people that have been gathering together, mm-hmm. is really now trying to make a difference with everybody in your school. So you've actually formed into like a club?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And so you're teaching other people in your school about immigration. You know, we're going to have to come back after the break and talk a little bit more about what you're doing to make a difference in your school so that everybody else understands what the issues are behind immigration. So please stay with us. We'll be back after this short break.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Hi, welcome back. This is Nancy Palachuk. You're listening to Reflecting Christ's Light. And again, I've got three high school students here who do reflect Christ's light in certainly all that they've been doing to help other students at St. Martin de Porres and people in the community of Waukegan understand and learn about immigration, deportation, and all of those issues. So it sounded like all of the stories that I heard were personal stories, ways that immigration has touched you in your lives as 17 and 18-year-olds. So how do you want to help other people understand it? Or how, you know, what do you want to do in order to make a change, make a difference?
Well, altogether, we started a group at our school. Mm-hmm. It's called United for Immigration Reform. And you know, Yvonne is the president, mm-hmm. Crystal's mm-hmm. vice president, and I'm activities coordinator. So I think we all had in mind the same thing, you know, just raise awareness, you know, just get people to understand, you know, what's going on in the world around them.
Mm-hmm. I think raising awareness is something that happened for me when I first came to one of the prayer vigils. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that those were going on, and we said, for 5 years, every Friday morning at 7 o'clock, people gather in order to pray a rosary and to show some support for those who are being deported. So I feel like my awareness was raised just through these prayer vigils. Mm-hmm. So are there any things that your community is doing in order to raise awareness outside of your school, or any way that the students are reaching out to the community?
Well, right now we have, we're planning a vigil in Waukegan.
Okay. And who's responsible for that?
We all are, with Brother Michael. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We decided that, we should make signs. We're actually doing the vigil on November 26th in Waukegan on Belvedere.
Is that the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Yes. This, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I believe it's a Saturday.
Yeah,
it's
a Saturday. Saturday after Thanksgiving. Yeah. Okay. And so are you going to do like the prayer in the morning?
Just
like
I don't think we're praying for that one. More than anything, we're just holding signs and out to the car so that way they can see them. They're going to say different things like stop tearing families apart. They're going to be both in Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, raising awareness about this issue.
Mm-hmm. So these are teenagers helping to raise awareness in the community. That's great. Anything else that your school is doing, or you know, ways that people can get involved?
Well, as a group, we lately we've been having a lot of fundraisers at school, like bake sales and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that we raise, most of it, you know, half of it would go to our group, you know, to continue fundraising and, you know, just to keep the group moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half we're hoping on soon, you know, having buying duffel bags, mm-hmm. for those people that are released from detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually when they're taken to the detention center, you know, It'll be like during the summer, for example. And then when they're released, it's winter, and the only things they have are the clothes on their back. And, you know, usually it's just summer clothes, you know, sandals, shorts. Mm-hmm. And they're not ready for that, you know, cold winter mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to, you know, buy duffel bags and have, you know, jackets, scarves, hats, you know, toothpaste, toothbrush, you know, whatever it may be that they need. So, you know, that's one thing.
So people leave, if they're going to be deported, at least they have some things to keep them warm and dry mm-hmm. and comfortable mm-hmm. along yeah. the way. You know, I know early on there was a comment, Crystal, I think it might have been you, who said something about it was great to see more teenagers mm-hmm. involved. Right. How do you think we can get more teenagers involved in these big issues, these social justice issues?
Well, I don't think we have to start off big, first of all, because we didn't even start off big. We just started off by just, you know, going supporting the last year seniors with the prayer. Mm-hmm. So that's how we started. And then as, I guess, you get into it. So I guess you can just start off by doing something small. Just go and support. Go to the detention center. Go pray. Go see how it is. If you know, you don't actually have to pray, but go see how many people actually go. And go see that there is actually teens out there. And then you can just, you know, get a group of friends and start going, you know, mm-hmm. accompany them. And then you can also check out in your community as well, mm-hmm. See what you can do. It doesn't have to be necessarily for immigration, but you can do something, you know, your community, help out just one another, and then make it someday, may probably make it even bigger like we did. We did the school group.
Mm-hmm. So it starts with one person, yeah. right. and it starts with a little passion. We did mention that the Posadas is a really excellent activity for young people to attend. It is early in the morning. It's another 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, December 16th, and it's the Office for Immigrant Affairs. If you want more information, I'm going to give a phone number. It's 312-534-8105, and you can ask Dylan how you can get involved in the Posadas. So what do you think? Do you think that this has made you stronger individuals? Does it make you hopeful at all that you can come together and pray as a group?
It's definitely made us stronger as a group.
And I think for most of us, faith, probably. Mm-hmm. I know for me personally, it helped me grow more faithfully. Like, I know there is hope out there. Mm-hmm. Like, just by maybe just, I would have never believed that just going out there praying would actually make a difference. Maybe mm-hmm. it wouldn't make a big difference right away. Like, not a big miracle, but it's, you know, it has to go little by little, and we have to learn how to have patience. Mm-hmm. But just to seeing one small change, it can really help.
Well, I really admire what you do, and I'm very impressed at the commitment and the dedication. I thank Crystal, Yvonne, and Ulysses for getting up at 4 o'clock this morning, coming and praying the rosary in lots of different languages and sharing their stories about how immigration and deportation has affected their lives. So thank you, the three of you, for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and thank you for reflecting Christ's light into the world. Bye.
Bye.